כדור נתיבות שלום על פרשת משפטים על הפסוק והשביעית יצא לחופשי חינם. In the seventh year, the Jewish slave goes out free. כי תקנה ודברי ששנים יעבוד, when you purchase a Jewish slave, he has to work 6 years, והשביעית יצא לחופשי חינם, and on the seventh year he goes out free. ואם אמור יאמר העבד אהבתי את אדוני, and if the slave shall declare, I love my master, את אשתי ואת בניי, my wife and children, לא יצא חופשי, I don't want to go out free. Etc. ורצה אדוניו את אוזנו ומרצה, the master pierces his ear with a מרצה, with an awl, ועבדו לעולם, and he serves him till יובל. וברשי בשם המחילתא, רשי קורס למחילתא, ומרה אוזן נרצה מכל שאר איברים שבגוף. Why is it that the ear gets pierced more than any other limb? אמר רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, אוזן זאת ששמע על הר סיני. רבי יוחנן בן זכאי taught, that ear that heard on Mount Sinai, לא תגנוב, thou shalt not steal. והלך וגנב, and went and stole, תרצה gets pierced. והיא מוכר עצמו, and if he is a slave that served him, that sold himself to slavery, אוזן ששמע על הר סיני, the ear that heard at Mount Sinai, כי לי בני ישראל עבדים, the Jews are my slaves. They're not slaves to anyone else. והלך וקנה אדון לעצמו, and he went and bought a master to himself, תרצה, that ear should get pierced. והקשו על זה המפרשים, the commentators, asked about this, the imken madua rak bashana shvi'it. If that's really the reason, why is it that only on the seventh year, kshe'ino rotze latzet lachofshi, when he does not want to go free, rotze'im et ozno, we pierce his ear. Velo miyad kasho ganav omachar atzmo. Why don't we pierce his ear right away when he stole or sold himself? So that is the question the commentaries ask. V'yesh lever ha'inyan al derech ha'avodah. So we could explain this going with how a person is supposed to serve his creator. Eved Ivri hu Yehudi shenafal mimadregotav. A Jewish slave is a Jew who fell from his level. V'kamrumaz b'omro kitikne eved Ivri, like is alluded to by the fact that the Torah says when you purchase a slave who is a Hebrew, v'lo katav eved Yehudi o Yisrael, doesn't say a slave who is a Jew or an Israelite. Sh'ad yetziat Mitzrayim ariya shmam shel Yisrael Ivrim, because prior to leaving Egypt we were known as the Hebrews. ולאחר יציאת מצרים, and after the exodus from Egypt, נתעלו למדרגה יותר גבוהה, they went up to a higher level, ומאז נקרא שמם ישראל ויהודים. From then we've been called Israelites or Jews. וזהו כי תקנה עבד עברי. And that is why the Torah says, when you purchase a Hebrew slave, היינו שכבר אינו ישראל ויהודי מושלם. Meaning he went down from the level of being a whole Israelite or a whole Jew, שהלך וגנב, because he went and stole, או קנה אדון לעצמו. Or else, he bought himself an owner. V'nafal mikol madregotav. He fell from all his levels. U'mehai taima mutar b'shivcha knanit. And that's why he's also allowed to marry a Canaanite maid. Kivan shu b'madrega numucha mishar Yisrael. He's on a lower level than other Jews. U'mai takante, how does he fix it? Sharei chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu levilti idach mimenu nidach. God doesn't want people pushed away from him. L'chach amra Torah, shei shanim yavod u'vashvi yetzich lechofshi chinam. That's why the Torah says, he'll work for 6 years, and on the seventh year he goes out free. Sheyesh lever shemurumaz bize, al derech ma'amar maran admu baba zaya. We could explain the allusion like the ma'admor baba said. על מאמר כתוב כי תבואו לארץ אשר אני נותן לכם שבתה ארץ שבת לשם שש שנים תזרע שדך וגומר ובשנה השביעית שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ שבת לשם. Based on the verse that says when you come to the land of Israel that I give you the land should rest 6 years you work on the seventh year the land has a Sabbath to Hashem. ופירש בזה he explained in it שהשבת קודש מירד למדרגות הנמוכות ביותר. That Shabbos gives light down to the lowest level. It's like a huge light. It reaches even the lowest steps. ובכוחה להעלות יהודי מהמצבים השפלים ביותר. Shabbos has the strength to uplift a Jew from the lowest levels. וזהו בשבתה הארץ שבת לשם. That's why the pasuk says the earth has Shabbos for Hashem. אפילו מישהו במדרגה הירודה ביותר בחינת ארץ. Even someone who's on the lowest level like the earth. שכל כולו שקוע בארציות. That he's completely steeped, he's completely sunk in material things, in earthly things. גם הוא יכול להגיע לכך שירגיש קדושת שבת. He too can attain the level that he feels the holiness of Shabbos. אלא שאצלו השבת היא רק פעם אחת בשבע שנים. But that his Shabbos is once in 7 years. בשבת קודש יש מדרגות זו למעלה מזו. When it comes to Shabbos, there are levels. תמיד חכם הוא כל השבוע בבחינת שבת. התלמיד חכם, it's as though his whole week is Shabbos. וכל יהודי יש לו שבת פעם אחת בשבוע. And every Jew, he has Shabbos once a week. ואילו המשוקב כולו בארציות, someone who's completely sunk In earthliness, רק לאחר תקופה ארוכה זוכה להרגיש קדושת שבת. Only after a long period does he merit to feel the holiness of Shabbos. אחת ושבע שנים, once in 7 years. כמאמר ששנים תזרע שדך ובשנה השביעית, גם הוא זוכה לשבת, שבתון, שבת לשם. Like the verse says, 6 years you plant your field, and on the 7th year you merit to a Shabbos of Hashem. Okay, we have to pause here, even though we're in the middle. We'll have to pause here for today.